Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We were talking about deep cleanings. It's one of these things that I have heard more in the last month or so than I've ever heard in my life, that we have deep cleaned. There's a deep cleaning going on. If something happens, we will deep clean the area. And I was just wondering, what's the difference between deep cleaning and cleaning? And Kevin in Bricktown joins us. He's a deep cleaner himself. Kevin, good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Doing great,
good,
Kevin.
Kevin.
What is a deep clean?
Yeah, what is it?
So I work for Surf Pro, and we are getting called in probably to do about 15 estimates a day. And the difference of a deep clean and a, we'll say, a janitorial spray and wipe is we could take our hospital-grade disinfectant and we put it into a mist or a fog. And it can literally get into all the places that when you spray and wipe, you can't. So if there's a virus in between the keys of your keyboard, the fog will literally get into those areas and be able to disinfect and kill the virus. And then we come in after about a half hour, and then we wipe all the surfaces down. And that's how you can get a deeper clean, because it's literally turning into air and finding the places that people don't wipe.
Wow, you know, it's amazing. Wow. So ServPro is another part of the economy where you guys got to be cranking.
We are moving. We're going about 14 hours a day, and that doesn't include when we get the call at 2 a.m. of my employee just called in and said, I'm sick and I tested positive. And they have to shut down until we can get in there and get them to a clean and disinfecting state to open back up.
Do you know if ServPro is hiring? Are they looking for additional employees?
A lot of ours are, yes. We're calling them SWAT teams.
I was going to ask you, do you know if anybody like that you work with within ServPro, has anybody tested positive for coronavirus?
No, we haven't. All our guys are fully trained in the highest level of PPE. We go over it monthly, of putting on the suits, taking off the suits properly in containment areas. And if they start getting tired, you know, hey, stay home and let us know when you feel good, because 12, 14 hours a day on call, you know, it could wear you down. So we got to make sure they get their rest, because they keep us and everyone else going.
Yeah, Kevin, well, keep deep cleaning your ass off. We need you right now. You and all your colleagues, we need you to put on all that stuff, your hazmat suit, go in, make that hospital-grade disinfectant spray fog, and let's get in the corners of every crevasse in this tri-state area. Let's go. We need you now more than ever.
I've got to think of, we need to hire them when we get back to work.
Hell yeah, we do.
I'll have them deep clean my office and then our studio and then where Eddie and Al sit on the other side of the glass.
And I'm going to request, if there's enough, whatever they're wearing so I can watch them do it, because I need to see how it's happening. I can't just take somebody's word that it's getting deep cleaned. I just need to know. I got to see it. I got to peek in, even if I can peek in through the big glass door and see the deep cleaning going on. But I gotta see that it's happening. All right. So CeeLo is with us. CeeLo, I'm curious if the CDC has reached out to you and your family asking for a pint of blood because you have had and fought off every virus that mankind has seen in the last 25 years.
Not to this point, but the way things are going, it wouldn't shock me at some point if I do get a call, I guess, right? Jeez, my goodness.
Yeah. So but you've been okay. Your family's been okay. We haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, we're all good, man. I'm coming up on 2 weeks since I was last in the building at the studios where we work. And I was saying to Al on the warm-up show, when I was last with Boomer in that hour when you had to leave early, I was telling him how I was more worried about Yankees injuries than I was about the coronavirus. So that came back to bite me a little bit, I would say.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah,
just a little bit. Yeah, so it's funny to me that the two things that have happened that are complete shockers with our staff is that Al, the guy who never wants to go out and be around people, is the guy who's been yelling and screaming about wanting to go out and be around people more than anybody. And Chris Lopresti, who is always sick in the midst of a global pandemic, is healthy. I mean, the fact that these two things are going on at the same time is just a mind blower.
You never know what you're going to get. That's right.
All right, CeeLo, you got an update for us?
Yes, we're brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. NFL Draft, as you guys mentioned, will go on as scheduled for next month, still to take place April 23rd through the 25th. Obviously, it won't be outdoors in Las Vegas as originally planned, but the date will not be moved. Roger Goodell sending out a memo to teams last night. He said there was no guarantee of significant improvement by moving it to a later date. It will be scaled down and televised in a way that, quote, reflects current conditions. You'll have no prospects or family members at the draft. Teams have been told to prepare to conduct their draft and their war rooms outside of team facilities with a limited number of people. And Goodell also warning, quote, public discussion of issues relating to the draft serves no useful purpose and is grounds for disciplinary actions. A little threat there for the teams, telling them to pipe down and just get on board and go along with the plan. Another pro athlete stepping up in a big way. Drew Brees and his wife Brittany yesterday announced a $5 million commitment to the state of Louisiana for this year to help their communities through the coronavirus outbreak. Hall of Famer Joe Montana critical of the Patriots for letting Tom Brady walk away to the Bucs. Montana telling USA Today, quote, I don't know what's going on inside there, but somebody made a mistake. And obviously the parallels have been drawn. Brady spoke about it on the conference call the other day. Montana, of course, ending up in Kansas City, leaving the 49ers, or basically being told to leave. So Montana spoke up yesterday in support of Brady, wondering what exactly the Patriots were doing. Now, Brady's new head coach, Bruce Arians, a guest of Tiki and Tierney on CBS Sports Radio yesterday, has been talk of Brady wanting to pair with Antonio Brown in his new home. Arians asked if that's a possibility.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
There you go.
It's not going to happen. There's no room.
Yeah.
And probably not enough money, but it's just not going to happen. It's not a fit here.
So that takes care of that.
But no, for real.
As far as landing Brady goes, Arians said originally felt there was no chance he would leave New England, but then eventually...
You know, I thought as it got closer to free agency, there was no way he was signing, or they'd have already done it. So, you know, we were waiting, hoping that, you know, we checked all the boxes and had a chance.
And then once
that's more commentary than Bill Belichick has given in 20 years about Tom Brady. Think about that for a second.
Yep.
And the other thing I wanted to ask you about, Gio, was this whole thing that Antonio Brown's talking about expeditiously joining Tom Brady in Tampa. I know you just played the cut and all that other stuff. I wanted to hear your take on, like, is he living in, like, a fantasy land or what?
Well, of course, and he's been living in that fantasy land for the better part of a year now. So, I mean, I think that all this Antonio Brown acting like a good guy thing is just total bullcrap, and he is going to, at some point, lose his mind when he finds out that the NFL and other teams aren't going to give him an opportunity. He's going to go off the deep end again. You're going to see more Instagram lives of him doing stupid stuff and saying horrible things. You're going to see him on Twitter yelling and screaming about the Bucs and Bruce Arians, anybody else who turns him down. So don't be fooled by this little Antonio Brown's been really good and he turned a corner stuff. He's trying to get paid again, and when he finds out that he can't, he's going to lose his mind.
But no, it's for real. Like
Well, let me tell you about for real. For real is this. Bruce Arians is for real, and he said it. He's not a fit for us. And the reason he's not a fit for them is because putting him in that wide receiver room with Mike Evans and Godwin and all and that entire, like, Cameron Brate, the tight end, and O.J. Howard, the tight end. I mean, to me, you're just asking for an explosive situation. You've just brought in the greatest quarterback of all time. He is going to raise everybody's level on the field because of the way he practices, the way he prepares, the person that he is. You know, he has that it factor when he walks into the room. Guys are going to be like, oh, my God, I'm playing with him. I mean, that's the way, you know, that Bruce Arians is trying to build this thing. And the last thing they want is a sideshow that's called Antonio Brown worrying about burning off the bottom of his feet and who's outside his house trying to get money out of him and him calling the police and yelling at the police. That's the last thing that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to want.
Major League Baseball and the Players Association struck a deal on salary and service time issues last night and allowed the two sides to prepare together now for whatever sort of season we end up having, if there's one at all. Commissioner Rob Manfred still hoping for the best.
We are committed to playing as many baseball games as we can possibly play in 2020, consistent with the public health considerations.
Manfred on MLB
Network.
So
this is, you know what that means? If you take what Governor Cuomo said yesterday about the economy and quarantine and all that stuff, and then you echo that with what President Trump is talking about opening the country on Easter, whatever. But the point is that they want the country to get back to normal as quickly as possible in certain areas. It may not be here because we are the epicenter, whether it be Long Island, New Jersey, Manhattan, the Bronx, Brooklyn, Queens, of course, Staten Island and Westchester. You know, where we live is not great right now, and it's not going to be great. And I think it looks like California is getting ready for a surge as well. But there are other parts of the country that aren't hit quite as hard that are pushing to go back to work in many different ways. And they may end up staying down in Florida, maybe, and playing games without fans there, assuming that the players are healthy. And that could be a way to get the season started. It just wouldn't be in our home or their home stadiums. And, you know, maybe that makes a little bit more sense. You know, it may not be great for the Mets and the Yankees, but at the end of the day, at least it would allow the league to get started. And that's kind of like what I'm hearing there, that maybe that could be the case, that they start somewhere else. And then when things start to clear down and die down here, then we could all start participating normally back together again.
So you had about
and even that scenario wouldn't be something we would see until at least the middle of May, I would think. I mean, I can't imagine that. There's going to be no baseball in April. I think we know that. I mean, right,
yeah,
starting
so
at May. And May 1st seems even a little bit trying to jump the timeline ahead, too. So I would think at least the middle of May that would be a scenario. And you're right. I mean, business-wise for the Mets and Yankees, I mean, it's horrible to think that they're not going to be able to fill their stadiums. But I mean, if you get the season started and the TV money comes back and everybody starts watching
and the
again,
radio
and
money comes back and our radio station
exactly.
gets back going again and all everything.
Yes.
Think of all the tentacles of it. And instead of having to come in here and talk about coronavirus cases and things like that, and we'll continue to do that because we owe it to the communities that we grew up in and live in and want to talk about those things. But we also want to be able to say, hey, you know, we got the Yankees and the Mets back. They're playing. We're watching them on TV as opposed to Pimple Popper. And, you know, maybe we're coming here and they're talking about, you know, Garrett Cole throwing a no-hitter or Jacob deGrom getting off to a 7-0 start. Things like that that would make us feel like we're getting back to normal, which was just as important mentally as, you know, fighting the coronavirus case physically. I think that's what everybody seems to be pushing for. They just have to be careful about being overly aggressive and saying that we should do it on this date as opposed to that date and just let this thing start to play itself out and then make a decision again maybe in the next couple of weeks.
So the owners are expected to ratify that deal today at noon. One more from Manfred. He says both sides open to major changes to the traditional schedule to make a season happen.
Adjustments to the traditional scheduling rules that would allow us to play more games, allow us to do travel a little more aggressively than we've done in the past.
And that has been discussed recently, the possibility of an altered postseason plan as well. Aaron Boone with Joe and Evan here on The Fan yesterday. Sobering that opening day came and went without any fresh baseball.
The fact that it's here now and we're not playing, you know, is painful and hurts and stinks.
But obviously understands there are much bigger fish to fry right now.
We also know that this is obviously a lot bigger than us and bigger than baseball and just want to do our part to get us back out there as soon as we can.
So Boone,
let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question about Aaron Boone for a second. I think he came back home here.
Yes.
Isn't he back here in New York?
He's in Connecticut. He's at home in Connecticut, yes.
All right, so the New York area, Connecticut. I guess it's Connecticut, so I'm just wondering if he has to leave and go back down to Tampa, does he have to go through a 14-day quarantine because he's from here?
That I don't know. I know he said okay. that they've been trying to do their due diligence as far as social distancing and staying at home, just he and his wife and his four kids, other than making a couple trips to the Garrett Cole household. I guess they bought a house in Connecticut recently, and he and his wife are back home, and Boone's been over there a couple times to play catch with Garrett Cole.
That's good. You suck up to the manager. That's good. I like it.
Sure. Yeah. Right. Absolutely. I would think that by the time that we're ready to start playing games or a week or 2 weeks prior to that, hopefully we're at a point where the tests are more readily available and the results are coming back quicker. So I know that there's been some talk about that recently, and maybe we'll get to a point in a month from now or more where everybody who goes back and plays and is about to play gets tested, we get the results right away, and we find out who's positive and who's not, and then that'll help moving things forward in the most safe and healthy fashion.
So I guess you could say Boone has been working from home as well and says he's doing the best he can to keep up with what's going on with his team.
I'm communicating with my players. I've probably touched base with most all of our guys on our 40-man in the last 48 hours.
And what exactly does he even talk to them about right now?
Keeping up on them, trying to see what they're able to do, see what kind of workouts they're able to continue to do, see what our pitchers are doing.
And once a start date for the season is decided upon, you would think the pitchers would be the key because obviously they'll need some time to ramp up their arms again. The USGA is sticking to that they'll have a decision by mid-April on the U.S. Open, but you had a report last night from Mark Canizero of the New York Post. He says that the event will be postponed, but with the intention of still playing at Wingfoot in suburban New York later this year, scheduled for June 18th to the 21st in Mamaroneck. The Indianapolis 500 pushed back from May 24th until August 23rd, so that's the first time it won't run on Memorial Day weekend since 1946. One other note from yesterday, you had UFC star John Jones arrested in New Mexico for alleged aggravated DWI and negligent use of a firearm. Not sure what he was up to, but that was the Albuquerque Police Department putting that out there yesterday.
All right, CeeLo, thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.